Hello, my name is Father Dennis Sweeney, Redemptorist, speaking to you from our Holy Redeemer Provincial Residence, Washington, D.C. Today is May 2nd, Thursday of the fifth week of Easter, and the memorial of St. Athanasius, Church Father of the fourth century. Let us be attentive to the Word of God as it comes to us, Gospel of St. John, Chapter 15, verses 9 to 11.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus tells us, remain in my love. These verses, chapter 15 of St. John's Gospel, are from Jesus' farewell discourse. We recall the life of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, the little flower, and how she discovered, in reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 13, that her call, her mission in this life, was to love. And this she did in all the ordinary ways of daily life, both at home and when she entered the Carmel community in France. Today, in the Gospel, Jesus reminds us to love, to live the two great commandments, love of God and love of neighbor, in all the ordinary ways of our daily life, to love. Jesus assures us in these three short verses of the Gospel that if we are faithful to the law of love, living it in word and in deed, we are one with him in the love of God. St. John tells us, God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in them. Our love, like St. Thérèse, is lived in all the little things, in all the little ways of our daily life. Love is lived in our quiet, personal prayer time with Jesus. Love is lived in our parish and community prayer, especially when we gather for the Mass. Love is lived in our greetings and our saying hello to another. Love is lived in our kind gesture to another. Simple little ways that we show our love of God and love of neighbor. Such love will change us, will make us better, give us joy, as Jesus tells us, and fill our hearts with love. My brothers and sisters, it is all to be found in the little ways. It is a call given to all of us. Love. May it be so.